From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. At sundown this evening in Mumbai, anyone trying to catch a glimpse of the stately Taj Mahal Hotel would have had trouble. You couldn't get close. The streets were full of people. Bankers, Bollywood film directors, accountants, teachers. They were all drawn to the landmark hotel 1 week after attackers struck there and in nearly a dozen other places nearby. NPR's Philip Reeves has our report.
There are so many different currents of emotion rippling through this large crowd that has gathered here on the edge of the Arabian Sea beside the Taj Mahal Hotel 1 week after the attacks that really shook the city of Mumbai to its core. Some here are angry against their government. Some here are angry about Pakistan and blame them. Some here are angry about the fact that their city contributes more money to the national revenues in taxes and they feel they should be getting more back in terms of security. Some here are here to mourn the dead and some are here to appeal for peace.
Valerie Dirabji, a teacher, is here for personal reasons. Her nephew was among those killed at the Taj Mahal.
Kaizad Kamdin, he was a chef over here, 26 years old, after saving people. He just attended his funeral at the Towers of Silence. He was a well-built, tall boy, but he saved so many, and his body was just thrown in near the swimming pool banquet.
We cannot let nothing. We have to do something.
Maithili Desai also lost a relative.
I lost an aunt of mine, and I didn't even get to see her dead body because she was riddled from top to bottom with bullets. I don't want any person who will sit there and when terror strikes will resign. I don't want that sort of a person. I want a person who will ensure that there is no terror strike on the country.
Stop terrorism!
Just here on the side of the demonstration, there is a group of Sikh men with huge metal pots, and they're boiling up tea for people to refresh the people who've come here in very large numbers to demonstrate, and they're handing out the cups to the passing crowd. And we're just going to go over here and try and talk to some people about why they've come here.
I'm here because I'm Indian.
And your name is?
Raju Kripalani.
Let me ask, I have to ask you, is this a march for war or for peace?
This is a march to show solidarity towards India being together. You will find every single religion, caste, creed here participating as one united India.
Dogs and politicians are not allowed in this rally. Change starts at home. There's a huge array of different placards with different slogans on them. One says, enough is enough. One says, let's make war on politicians and politicking. And there's one over there across the sea of people that I can see that says, this is time to make Pakistan history.
India believes the attacks on Mumbai were launched from Pakistan. Bharat Parikh, a printer, is clutching a sign also about Pakistan.
We should cut off all the ties with Pakistan. No political ties, no financial ties, no commercial ties. We must teach them a lesson.
There are obviously lots of people here from lots of different walks of life, but people in the crowd are saying that the great bulk of the crowd is actually from the educated classes, the middle class, the people who've been doing well in this city.
It's the educated class. It's the young people who want to throw out our politicians away. This was spread through SMSs, through Facebook.
Have you ever seen the educated classes in India mobilized like this?
No, never. This is the first time it has happened, and we are proud of it. That we can be a part of this movement.
Pooja Gupta's not been on a protest before. That's true of many here. This crowd's united in anger and grief. But that's about it. They've come with many different messages. The question is this. This is Pooja Gupta's first demonstration. Will it be her last? Philip Reeves, NPR News, Mumbai.